The state of the state has been delayed for 2 weeks due to the funeral of former Governor Mario Cuomo, the father of Governor Andrew Cuomo. But under New York State's constitution, the legislature is still required to convene. Republicans have regained a narrow majority in the state Senate, and the GOP was jubilant when Senate Republican leader Dean Skelos was elected majority leader and president pro tem. Skelos, at a swearing-in ceremony in his offices, says now that the Republicans have the 32 seats required to hold the majority, he will no longer be sharing the leadership post with the head of a group of breakaway Democrats.
Because we are in the majority, that I'm the majority leader and the temporary president.
Every day you're Senate president.
Every day. Makes life a little easier.
For the past 2 years, Senator Skelos had been co-leader of the Senate with Independent Democratic Conference leader Jeff Klein. The Independent Democrats, or IDC, will still exist as a separate coalition, and Senator Klein will continue to be the leader of that coalition. But Klein will no longer share control of the Senate and will not be automatically given perks like attending private budget meetings with Governor Cuomo. Senator Klein downplayed the demotion.
Coalition leader? I'm not too caught up on titles like you guys in the media.
Senator Klein and the rest of the Independent Democrats will still get a larger share of resources allocated to senators, like office space, staff budgets, and computers, than the rest of the Senate Democrats. And under new rules adopted, they'll be able to more easily get their bills brought to the floor for debate. During the 2014 election, Senator Klein and other independent Democrats were criticized by the left of the Democratic Party for not achieving a number of issues that Klein had supported. They include further raising the state's minimum wage and passing a DREAM Act to give financial aid to immigrants who are college students. Senator Klein now says he'll shift his focus a bit to policies that he says help the many, not just the few.
Yes, we need to increase the minimum wage further, but you want to know something? We have stagnant wages. We have people who haven't gotten a raise in a long time. We're not creating good paying jobs. Let's help all workers by investing in them. So I think that really has to be how we get things done. And by the way, it's also a recipe for winning elections.
Governor Andrew Cuomo was absent from the Capitol for the first day of the session, one day after delivering the eulogy at his father's funeral. The passing of former three-term Governor Mario Cuomo was on the minds of many, and moments of silence were held in both chambers. The Assembly will offer a day-long tribute on January 13th. Senate Democratic leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins, speaking on the Senate floor, called Mario Cuomo a great man and a great governor. She says his famous Tale of Two Cities speech at the Democratic National Convention is still relevant 30 years later.
Let us do more than remember him, but let us look towards his example as we move forward this legislative session. Sadly, for too many fellow New Yorkers, the two cities that Governor Cuomo so eloquently spoke of in 1984 still exists today.
Governor Andrew Cuomo will deliver his State of the State message on January 21st. He's expected to focus on reforming the state's public schools and criminal justice system and economic development for troubled upstate regions. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.